In this bulletin, a New South Wales school to close for a day after a confirmed case of coronavirus. The International Criminal Court authorises an investigation into alleged war crimes committed in Afghanistan. And in cricket, Australia is through to the Women's 2020 World Cup Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government has moved to reassure Australians it has the coronavirus under control in Australia. There are now 53 confirmed cases of the virus in the country, with two people having died. Epping Boys High School in Sydney will be closed today after a Year 11 student tested positive. After the death of a 95-year-old woman who lived at the Dorothy Henderson Lodge nursing home in Sydney's northwest, 17 school children who visited the facility have had to be tested. And access to South Australia's Indigenous APY lands is to be restricted for the next 3 months to those who've recently travelled to China, Mongolia, Japan, Italy, Iran or South Korea. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's aware four Australians are on board a cruise ship being held off the coast of California over a coronavirus outbreak. The Grand Princess is in waters off San Francisco when helicopters will be used to transport screening kits to and from the vessel. A spokesman for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the Australian Consulate General in San Francisco is on standby to offer consular assistance to any Australian citizen on the vessel. The Grand Princess is from the same cruise line as the Diamond Princess, which hosted one of the largest outbreaks of the new coronavirus outside China. The World Health Organization says some countries are not doing enough about the coronavirus. Nearly 97,000 people worldwide have been infected and more than 3,300 killed. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says in some countries the level of political will to deal with the crisis does not match the scale of the crisis. He says countries have plans in place for events like this and now is the time to use them.
We're concerned that some countries have either not taken this seriously enough or have decided there is nothing they can do. This is not a drill. This is not the time to give up. This is not a time for excuses. This is a time for pulling out all the stops.
Iran is urging people to limit their use of cash while schools and universities have been closed in both Iran and Italy. Religious events have been cancelled in India. The United Arab Emirates has told its citizens not to travel abroad, and Britain and Switzerland have recorded their first deaths. The International Criminal Court has ruled in favour of an investigation into alleged war crimes committed in Afghanistan. The ICC probe will investigate actions by the Taliban as well as Afghan and US troops. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has criticised the court and the timing of the decision. The contest to decide who will be the main challenger for US President Donald Trump in November's presidential election is now essentially between Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is the latest withdrawal from the race in a week, where the field has been severely whittled down after the so-called Super Tuesday primary voting. Ms. Warren says even though she didn't win the Democratic Party nomination, her campaign has been worthwhile.
This has been the honour of a lifetime. 10 years ago, I was teaching a few blocks from here and talking about what was broken in America and ideas for how to fix it. And pretty much nobody wanted to hear it. And I've had a chance to get out there and talk with millions of people. And, you know, we have ideas now that we talk about that we just weren't talking about even a year ago. A 2-cent wealth tax and universal child care that could be real. We could make it happen.
And to sporting cricket, Australia has made it through to the Women's T20 World Cup Final. Captain Meg Lanning's unbeaten 49, her highest score of this World Cup season, helped Australia claim victory against South Africa in the semi-final. Australia is to face India in the final at the Melbourne Cricket Ground on Sunday. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 27, Adelaide, partly cloudy 24, Melbourne, a shower 2 and 19, Hobart possible showers 19, Canberra a shower 2 and 26, similar in Wollongong and 25, Sydney a shower 2, 28, Newcastle a shower 2 and a possible storm 29, Brisbane showers with a possible storm and 31, Cairns a shower 2 and 33, and Darwin partly cloudy 34. This is SBS News.